You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The city's Judiciary and Administration Committee met Tuesday night and voted to approve recommending new drinking fountains around La Crosse, but did not forward a motion to preserve the existing green bubblers, which have been turned off since the start of the year due to a lack of accessibility. The committee also recommended an ordinance to restrict the sale of hemp-derived cannabinoids to people ages 21 and over. On Thursday, the Finance and Personnel Committee meets to go over several airport-related items and the city's collective bargaining agreements. Gas prices are ticking up in the Midwest, but they could be coming down again soon. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices are up 4.8 cents compared to last week, landing at an average of $2.92. This is 0.7 cents lower than a month ago and over 56 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. The national average has increased during the past 2 weeks and is up 1.3 cents from last month, standing at $3.11 per gallon. Officials at GasBuddy say OPEC Plus has fully restored production to 2023 levels. The weak jobs report and renewed tariff threats bring fresh economic concerns, causing oil prices to potentially face headwinds. This could pave the way for a decline in gas prices in the weeks ahead.
After holding steady at about $2.92 per gallon for several weeks, La Crosse gas prices briefly jumped above $3 per gallon and are now around $2.96, just above the statewide average. The city's Judiciary and Administration Committee voted to recommend adding drinking fountains around La Crosse at its most recent meeting. The new drinking fountains would be accessible to all, which is the reason why the current green bubblers around the city are turned off. A measure to delay removing the bubblers for historic reasons, which were shut off at the start of the year for not complying with ADA, failed to gain support. The recommendation to add drinking fountains around the city will move on to the full Common Council next week. School is starting across Wisconsin, and the state DOT says to be on the lookout for school buses. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
We're getting closer to the start of the school year, and that means more kids walking or biking early in the morning and in the early afternoon. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds drivers the August law of the month is school bus safety. They say traffic patterns change when school is in session. You'll see more school buses on the road, and you'll need to be mindful of your surroundings to help keep kids safe. Each year, more than 600 crashes happen in Wisconsin involving school buses. The Wisconsin DOT says these crashes are preventable. Remember the rules. When you see flashing red lights, stop at least 20 feet away in both directions. Flashing amber or yellow lights mean the bus is approaching a pickup point and you should slow down and be ready to stop.
While most schools don't start until after Labor Day, some have already begun classes this month. With the return of measles to Wisconsin, vaccination rates remain relatively low in the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
While vaccination rates held close to the previous year when disregarding the new meningitis vaccine requirement for 7th through 12th graders, rates are still below the 95% needed to prevent an outbreak. 89.3% of Wisconsin students meet the minimum vaccination requirements. Last year, whooping cough surged in Wisconsin classrooms. Nearly 3,000 cases of this vaccine preventable illness were reported to DHS. Now, with measles cases having been reported in the state, DHS officials warn that one out of every four people in the U.S. who contract this highly contagious disease are hospitalized. Stephanie Schauer, director of Wisconsin Immunization Program, says routine vaccines don't just protect your child, they help keep classrooms and the whole community safe.
Wisconsin has the second lowest rate of childhood vaccinations against measles, trailing only Alaska. The first cases of measles in Wisconsin have been confirmed. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services and Oconto County Public Health have confirmed 9 cases of measles in the county. One person returned from out-of-state travel and was found to be the common source for the 8 additional cases. This was confirmed based on exposure and symptoms. DHS and Oconto County Public Health are working to identify and notify people who may have also been exposed to the measles virus. The risk to the community does remain low at this time. However, measles is a highly contagious disease that can be spread from person to person through the air. While these cases are in Oconto County, north of Green Bay, this is the first confirmed instance of measles virus cases in the state this year. Unvaccinated individuals have a 90% chance of catching the virus if they come in contact with a contagious person.
Wisconsin has the second lowest childhood vaccination rate for measles in the U.S. The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. locations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. Hot and humid conditions begin to return today. Highs will top out in the mid-80s in western Wisconsin, with dew points climbing into the mid to upper 60s by midnight. Tomorrow, in addition to temps back in the mid-80s, it'll be more humid too, with dew points north of 70 degrees. The spike in air moisture also brings with it a chance of scattered showers. Friday will be hot and sticky, with highs in the 90s and heat index values approaching triple digits. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for game three of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their fifth win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL, he's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jaire Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
Was it meniscus?
That was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sci-fi fans, in particular those who are fans of the show Invasion, will be happy to know that Apple TV just dropped a trailer for Season 3. The show follows five people who deal with an alien invasion from around the world. According to Deadline, Season 3 drops Friday, August 22nd on Apple TV, with new episodes dropping Friday nights through October 24th. Sylvester Stallone has made a few great movies, but a lot of stories that have come out about him over the years are not so flattering. Years ago, Pamela Anderson alleged that Rambo offered her a Porsche and or a condo to be his number one girl. He supposedly did not deny there were other numbered girls and said, "You're in Hollywood now, honey." Cringe. Anderson says she rejected his offer and Stallone's reps say it never happened. Anderson is allegedly dating her Naked Gun co-star Liam Neeson, who only offered her an 88 Chevy Chevette and an efficiency apartment. She accepted. It must be love. How much is Leo DiCaprio worth? In the neighborhood of $30 to $50 million, according to Warner Brothers and Michael Mann. Mann has a finished script for Heat 2, his follow-up to his 1995 film Heat. Attached so far are actors Austin Butler and Adam Driver. Mann's ideal budget is $200 million, which Warner Brothers balked at. Mann did a revised budget for $170 million, and Warner's told him they would like it to be even less expensive. Mann's solution, according to Hollywood Insider, is to sign Leonardo DiCaprio in hopes that it will get Warner's to sign off on a higher budget. The original film was a hit and starred Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Val Kilmer, and Ashley Judd. The sequel will focus on tracking down Val Kilmer's character, who escaped in the first Heat. The film is not quite a lock to get made and is currently in the very early stages of pre-production. Actor Jonathan Joss was fatally shot outside his home after a fight with a neighbor in early June. Joss had played John Redcorn on King of the Hill since 1996 after the original voice actor who played Redcorn passed away. Redcorn was honored during the season 14 finale of the show Monday night. Zigfredo Alvarez was charged with first-degree murder after the shooting but was later released on a $200,000 bond. San Antonio police initially said the murder of Joss, who was gay, had nothing to do with his sexuality, but have since walked that back, saying that they spoke too soon and the investigation is ongoing. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus recently expressed sympathy to the San Antonio LGBTQ plus community over the loss of Joss and says the department is committed to pursuing every lead in the tragic case. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows around 67. Chance of showers and storms on your Thursday, could pick up some heavier rain at times, highs near 86. Friday, sunny and a high near 92 degrees.
Currently, 69 degrees.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.